for Josh, after ooh, the air is full of thought. The air is full of thought tonight. So sure that my distance from you keeps me thinking that you plus me would make some kind of meaning in this empty-ish universe. Apart from nothing else, the aforementioned stars are out and lie themselves apart and light some way to distant disappointment, constant as lovers. The future may be burning, or it may be very wrong. Talking about it all the time won't bring it back. And did I mention, sweet human, yours is the only plaything among sublime constellations, that aporia means circumstance, and not letting is anything but gentle. The imperialism implicit in all this is very hard to swallow, very hard to take. Who talks about the soul amongst the world's souls anymore? Though this catatonic accident is sure lovely, to ascribe purpose to it or cause is surely to provoke deific discontent when the days know nothing of elements or higher purpose, but are active, forward, now, in a bright drive that will release above our heads. So do nights come forward, like forgotten substitutes, once our heads be done, and guide our hands together to the pump of sleep. Miraculous.